He was about the fifth redhead, wasn't he?
No, there was only Frank. Winnie wasn't red, and Eleanor wasn't red.
Rita was.
Rita was golden, yes. See, her hair was golden.
There's a third redhead.
Third.
Mm-hmm. Well, then, did he live up to that character as he developed of being fiery?
Fiery, wild-tempered. And
mechanically inclined, wasn't he?
Very mechanically inclined to any of the others. But full of life and zest and go. And Aunt Annie Fleming's particular favorite.
Why was that?
I don't know. They just picked on one child, and she would always arrive with shoes or suits or buns or something, always for Jimmy. Although she stood for Joe, but Jimmy was her favorite. Well, Jimmy was an adorable child. He was a picture of a cherub as a little fella, with beautiful golden, reddish golden curls and blue eyes, and you'd really think that nothing could disturb him, or really angelic. But as he grew into boyhood, had the hair cut and became more of a boy, why, he soon showed that he wasn't too angelic in that way. Although Jim was different from all the others, he never took to any sort of social gatherings. Never could in any way induce him.
Why was that?
I don't know. I tried my best to have Jim take during high school.
You notice a similarity now. The only other baby that had a special one take interest in them was Patrick, and he developed a kind of an aloof attitude from the family. And here's Jim, who has a special interest taken in him by another aunt, developing somewhat the same way, not towards the family, but towards the world around him. Do you think that had
something
an influence?
Something to it. Something to it. I never thought of it that way before. But Jim was almost, you'd say, antisocial. Refused to take part in any sort of gatherings of girls and boys. He was athletic. He would go into games.
What games?
I think he played basketball in high school.
Yeah.
And I know he played baseball all the time. And particularly taking little fellas out and teaching them baseball. But he never had any desire or never wanted to take part in any sort of social gatherings. He was the one fellow in the house I could never get to put on a tux.
Well, wasn't he the one you kind of dedicated to God before he was born?
Yes.
How come it was he?
It was just an incident that I thought at that time that it might be possibly a conception, and I asked God at the time to take him, to take the child that might be born in that conception for his own. That's true. It was Jim.
Maybe that had something to do with
it. Could have.
But Jim, did Jim always have in mind to be a priest, as far as you knew?
As far as I knew, yes. And particularly after Frank went away. He was devoted to Frank. And I remember one time that Frank was home over one summer, I guess, before he went into the novitiate. And Jim just waited on him hand and foot. Went to Mass and served his Mass for him. Carried his cassock. Shined his shoes. I'll never forget the first time I saw Jim with Frank's shoes in his hand, shining the shoes, leaving them in his room for him. And he just hung on every word that Frank said, that he was just his idol. And I think that influenced Jim a lot.
What did, can you remember the time that Jim first told you about it or told Dad about it?
Yes, Frank drove Jim up to Tewksbury. He was